Parsha Midbar, we deal with a lot of the counting of Bnei Yisrael. And the Rishonim and the Mefarshim point out what seems to be a bit of an anomaly. When we go through the different Shvatim, so as the Ramban, the Yerachayim, and others note, Sheva Levi appears to be significantly smaller than the other Shvatim. We're told that Bamidbar Gimel Lametes, that when it comes to Sheva Levi, Kol Zachar Miben Chodesh V'mala, Shnayim V'esrim Aleph, there are 22,000 members of Sheva Levi. And what exactly... What happened that they are so much smaller than all of the other Shvatim? We're going to highlight today three or four different approaches. Each one, I think, is fairly significant and interesting. The Ramban offers one that I believe is somewhat well known. Ramban points out that according to Chazal, Sheva Levi was not actually part of the Avdus in Mitzrayim. Sheva Levi was exempt from work in Mitzrayim. And says the Ramban as follows. It sounds in the Pesuk, in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, that a lot of the reason that Klal Yisrael was zocha to the kind of birth rate that they had in Mitzrayim was as a result of almost a certain kind of bracha. That when the Egyptians would persecute the Jews, so the Jews would come back and they would have more and more children, that one was really the result of the other. Suggests the Rabban that is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, sorry, that's the reason why Sheva Levi is smaller. Since they were not zocha to the Avdus, or since they were not punished, since they were not subject to the Avdus, they were not subject, they were not included in the enormous bracha of the birth rates that the rest of Klal Yisrael had. Happens to be, Stam, just to point out, well, one thing which is interesting as far as a general idea, sometimes a person can be in something that looks like like very, very terrible, they're in Avdus, other people aren't, but as a result of that experience, they can actually, they emerge in a much better position. The notion of the same way that Paro persecuted the Jews, so the Jews were going to come back with more and more children, that's an idea which is often the case, that sometimes when a person goes through challenging times, they have certain hardships, sometimes they can emerge much stronger as a result. The Ramban then offers an additional suggestion, and he says, well, maybe the reason why Sheva Levi was smaller, again, for some sort of a mystical kind of an idea, is because of the ka'as of Yaakov Avinu. We know Yaakov was not so happy with Shimon and Levi. Yaakov thinks Shimon and Levi made mistakes when they went and they killed the people of Shechem in Sefer Bereishis. And maybe it was a result of Yaakov's ka'as that they were not zocha to grow that much. Ah, says Ramban, but what about Shimon? Shimon's Shevet was much larger. So Ramban points out that Shimon's Shevet actually does suffer tragedies by the time they actually enter into Eretz Yisrael. Shimon's Shevet is much smaller, and that Shimon and Levi become some of the smaller Shvatim, dafka because... of the anger of Yaakov Avinu. There are two other ideas, each of which I think is very, very interesting. The Or HaChaim offers the following suggestion. He speaks a lot about the Ramban, there's a famous Kliyakar here, but the Or HaChaim offers the following pshat. He says, you got to look back to the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Amram and Yocheved separate. Amram and Yocheved separate. And that was a time, suggests the Or HaChaim, when all Sheva Levi, they were separating from each other. Why were they separating from each other? Because it was a gezeira against Klal Yisrael, that all of the male children are going to be killed, and therefore, as a result, they thought better not to have kids. They separate from each other. What ends up happening? So Amram is convinced, al derech nevuah, Amram is convinced that he should go back to Yocheved, and he should go back and he should have another child. Suggests the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the only member of Sheva Levi that was convinced by that was Amram. The rest of Sheva Levi, throughout their time in Mitzrayim, remained separated. Amram Dafka, convinced by Miriam, but there's an element of Nevuah here, that Amram was the one who said, okay, I'll go back, and he had Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest of Sheva Levi stopped. There was a time period where husbands and wives were not together, and they were not going to have children. The Chidah points out in his Perush in Maseches Sota that this is explicitly against, this is against the Gemara in Sota. Because the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Beis, when it describes what happened with Amram, the Gemara says that after Amram decided to go back, let me see if I can find the Gemara quickly. If not, I will just say it more or less from memory. The Gemara says that after Amram did it, it sounds like what Amram did was not limited to Amram, but rather it was something that was going to be spread out, and that all of Sheva Levi ended up coming back. So the Chidah points out it's not so simple to accept that which is there in the Or HaChaim. It could be the reason why Sheva Levi was so small was because to suggest it was because they separated from their wives in Mitzrayim. But Shasak Zera, Lav Dafka is that so pasha. There is another mahalach, and it's a mahalach which I think is very, very interesting. in a certain sense, Shevet Levi emerges as the Shevet, despite what the Ramban, it's a very different orientation. Of the Ramban, Shevet Levi smaller because, especially because Yaakov was angry at them and Yaakov was upset at them. Even within the Orchaim's idea, there may be a somewhat negative twist if you think that they were wrong for separating from their spouse. If you really hold that they should have still had children and not to be Gozer, the Miriam said it on the Zecharim and in the Kevos. But Shevet Levi is a Shevet that we often associate not with being one that is subject to the curses of Yaakov Avinu, but rather one that's more Kadosh. The context of the Psukim here, immediately following, is that we're going to take Lekatlas HaLeviim Li'ani Hashem Tachas Kol B'chor B'bnei Yisrael. The Leviim end up being the people who work in Mikdash. And if the Leviim end up becoming the people who are going to be working in Mikdash, and the Leviim are the holiest, so then maybe there's a bit of a different angle as to why Shevet Levi is going to be, as to why Shevet Levi is going to be, is going to be smaller. The Kli Yakar offers a couple of suggestions within this general orientation. So Kli Yakar writes, number one, maybe Shevet Levi was going to have a unique status. What was the status of Shevet Levi? They were going to be the ones that were supported in many ways by Klal Yisrael. And even though Shevet Levi in a certain sense was deserving as having the same kinds of numbers, maybe they didn't have the same kinds of numbers in order not to burden Klal Yisrael too much. That Klal Yisrael, the Manas Kahuna, the Manas Leviya, are going to be necessary to support them. And says the Kli Yakar, Kadesh Yenakam Yisrael Lefarnasam, he thinks that's less convincing, but he suggests that as a possibility. He then suggests maybe something even more powerful, says the Kli Yakar. In order to be part of Shevet Levi, you have to really be very, very kadosh. You have to be an elevated, unique kind of person. And because of that, there was a concern. There was a concern, are they all going to really be so kadosh? So what ends up happening? The Yesh Omer Mitzvah Baruch Hu Shalom Yukulam Tzadikim Akin Ha'avir Rabbe Mehem Min Ha'olam V'nish'aru Kav V'nachik Yishu Kola Oskim Im Aron Tzadikim. Shevet Levi had to be filled with tzadikim, the Aron. They're going to be carrying the Aron. You have to be very, very holy to do so. So maybe Kosh Baruch Hu basically, it almost like a certain kind of evolution, weeded out those members that would have been part of Shevet Levi, but were not of a certain spiritual level. He sort of pushed them out from this world. So Shevet Levi's numbers were smaller, not because of a certain kind of negativity that emerged from deciding not to be with their wives or because Yaakov was going to punish them, etc., but rather because of a certain kind of greatness in Shevet Levi, they were going to be so kadosh. And because they were going to be so kadosh, we were makbid to keep them as small so that you would sort of filter out some of the people who are a bit more negative. A lot of answers to this question than Tziv also. One of the things that I think just a yesod, when you talk about kambas and echas, Lubavitcher Rebbe talks about in some of his sichos, the relationship between quality and quantity. On one level, when you look at Shevet Levi, you see something which is smaller in quantity, and therefore, as a result, it becomes possible to look at Shevet Levi and say, well, if quantity is what's so significant, I can look at a negative way at Shevet Levi and say, Shevet Levi is small, and then it must be different. What the Kli Yakar views it is less from a perspective of quantity, but really one of quality. The lower numbers of Shevet Levi is because, in many ways, that which is holy, that which is kadosh, is sometimes smaller, we have less of it than the others, and it's really a sign of their greatness. Lubavitcher Rebbe thinks in general that's a bit of a machlokas, even in Tanaim, I believe he suggests, whether quantity versus quality, which is really considered to be greater, than some other achronim also. But you see that issue emerge very, very clearly here when you speak about the numbers of Shevet Levi and our general orientation to Shevet Levi. The fact that they have smaller numbers is a function of something bad that happened in the past, or is it a function really of their kedusha and of their greatness? Shkayach, guys.